The Marine Corps already operates its version of the V-22 from bases on Okinawa, where there's a long-running dispute over a new base that's supposed to be constructed in a less populated area. Among the objections raised by the local government is the safety record of the V-22, which suffered a series of accidents in development. Prototypes numbers 4 and 5 both crashed, and it was grounded in 2000 after 19 Marines died in two further crashes. As the first aircraft of its kind, the V-22 also ran into enormous development problems that turned into enormous cost overruns. The plane can take off like a helicopter, then tilt its engines 90 degrees for horizontal flight, which allows it to fly farther, faster, and carry more troops or cargo than conventional helicopters. While it requires intensive maintenance, the MV-22's safety record in Iraq and Afghanistan was outstanding. Hundreds are in service with the Marines. The Air Force bought 50 for special operations, and the Navy just decided to buy the V-22 as its new COD, or Carrier Onboard Delivery Plane, an all-purpose transport that ferries personnel and equipment. While Israel, India, and the UAE have all expressed interest, Japan is the first international customer for the Bell Boeing V-22. Along with planned purchases of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, it will make it easier for the armed forces of Japan and the United States to operate in concert. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.